For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Who do you think might benefit the most from a change to our marijuana laws? The paraplegics and the quadriplegics. Here are two such patients.
I've been in this chair 20 years. When I got in this chair, I had 31 breaks and bones. My spine was broken in 10 places. I spent about 34 days in a coma. Then I finished up with 13 straight months in a hospital. When I left there, I was taking Demerol, Vistril, Valiums, every kind of lousy medicine that you can possibly take. And then in 1992, I had a doctor that told me that if I kept taking the amount of medicine I was taking, I probably wouldn't see my 60th birthday. Says, as well as it makes you feel good, it kills you. When people are in their final days, it is inhuman for anybody to want them to suffer more or use drugs that will make them so they don't even know what's going on around them. And that's not a way to spend your final days.
My name is Chris. I'm 36 and I've been a quadriplegic for almost 20 years. I have painful muscle spasms that build up from the quivering of my legs to massive spasms all over my body. If my spasms are not controlled, I cannot even sit in my wheelchair without falling out of it. During the first 10 years of my injury, I tried every medication I could to help me get through college. They could not maintain my spasms and cause my heart to beat too fast. I tried the sedative drugs such as Soma, Valium, and Xanax. These drugs erase my memory and keep me in a zombie-like state where I can't work or even interact with people. In 1994, one of my doctors suggested marijuana may help my muscle spasms. I tried it and found that by smoking a very small amount would stop my spasms for a few hours. Cooking with the plant material and ingesting it stopped my spasms for up to 8 hours. It gave me back my life. I was able to start leaving my house and going to places with friends. I was able to start working again, no longer wasted my college degree. Since getting off the pills, I've accomplished some amazing things since 1994. I have built my internet consulting business to new heights, where I work with some of the biggest websites and CEOs around the world. I felt like I had my life back, until recently when my home was raided by 7 sheriff cars and 2 helicopters.
Such a pity that through his pot smoking, Chris, the quadriplegic, became a threat to our society. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.